It is 6:30 on a Thursday, and most students are heading back to their dorms or hitting the books. The students in the cast of Spring Awakening, however, are just beginning what is going to be a long rehearsal. Rebecca Katz Harwood is a theater teacher at the University of Minnesota Duluth. Along with her responsibilities as a teacher, Rebecca is also taking on the role of director and choreographer for Spring Awakening.
So can we go back to when you give him your...
Spring Awakening is set in Germany in the late 19th century and centers around teens discovering themselves. Kevin Dustrud thinks that the show deals with more than just their sexual awakening.
I see a lot of the show as like exploration. Exploring like not only like the physical sides of our anatomy, but also like relationships with other people and how those change over time and how those affect certain things in our lives.
The cast is currently rehearsing in a small dance studio in the basement of the Marshall Performing Arts Center. The floor is taped out to represent the stage, but nothing is to scale. Many things are left up to Rebecca's imagination.
It is a challenge because there's so much that is about how the levels in space are going to work for us, and that's all in my imagination right now.
Aside from the challenge of not having the stage just yet, Rebecca's also challenged by taking on the role of director. Her background is in dance, so the choreography comes easier to her.
I think the most challenging thing has been actually directing the non-musical numbers, directing the book scenes. That is an area that I am still newer to, and so figuring out what are my strategies to work with the actors to get what I want from them out of their performances, and not in a way that it's about me, let me shape and mold you, but as a choreographer, I like to be collaborative and have the actors, dancers be contributing to the process. So it's like, what are the tools? What's the same and what's different about that with actors in a straight scene as compared to with singer, movers, dancers in a dance or a musical number?
Despite all the hardships, Rebecca's excited for opening night. She believes that everybody, not just teenagers, can take a message from the musical.
I think it's so valuable for parents to see this show, to be reminded that we all went through adolescence. Hopefully, most of ours was not as traumatic as it is for some of the characters in Spring Awakening, but just to remember and to have compassion. The show lives with this message that creation is stronger than destruction, that hope, not in a simplistic Pollyanna kind of way, but choosing to seize hope, to seize joy because life is hard, and choosing to see the beauty in the world because the ugliness is also there.
Reporting for KUMD, this is Jacob Maldonado Medina.